Jeff Dean quit Google after 27 years, which in tech time means he was there before Google had ads, before it had shareholders, and before it had shame. And he didn't leave alone. He took the other three guys who built the place. Four founders of modern AI walked out the door on the same day, like a heist crew, except the thing they stole was themselves. They started a company called Discovery Loop. And here's my favorite part. Google is investing in it and hosting it on Google Cloud. That's not a breakup. That's your wife moving out and you're paying her rent and she's still using your Netflix, and Wall Street took one look at that arrangement and set $80 billion on fire. Meanwhile, OpenAI has a model sitting in a federal review queue that reportedly solved 10 open math problems. Problems mathematicians have given up on, some of them older than the interns guarding them. And the machine checked its own proof, so we can't even accuse it of cheating, which, historically, is how humans win at math. Total compute bill, about $2,000. $2,000. That's what it costs to advance human mathematical knowledge by a decade. It's also what it costs to fly Newark to San Francisco with a check bag, and only one of those experiences involves genuine reasoning. And the thing that solved humanity's hardest problems is currently stuck in federal review, which means the smartest entity on Earth is sitting in a waiting room holding a paper number, like the DMV, if the DMV could do algebraic geometry. One more. Leopold Aschenbrenner, the young man who wrote the famous essay about seeing the future of AI, ran a $20 billion hedge fund based on that vision. It got margin called. Ken Griffin forced the sale. The man who saw the future got repossessed by the present. And I want to be fair to him, because predicting the future is easy. Timing it is the entire job. Every wrong hedge fund manager in history saw the future. They just dove for it early. Here's the point tonight. This week, one machine did a decade of math for $2,000, and one visionary lost $20 billion being right too soon. The technology is not the risky part anymore. The technology is doing fine. The technology, frankly, is the only adult in the building. The risky part is the humans wrapped around it, the egos, the timing, the $80 billion feelings. The machines are getting cheaper and smarter. The people are staying exactly the same price. And that's the loop. See you next loop.